Today, two women, Emmanuelle Charpentier of France and American Jennifer Doudna, won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing a genome editing tool known as CRISPR-Cas9. This is the first time a science Nobel Prize has been awarded to two women, and one of them, Professor Doudna, joins us now. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure to be here, Jeremy.
Well, and how does it feel to have won this prize?
Well, overwhelming is probably the first word that comes to mind. It's quite stunning and just extraordinary. I'm thinking very much about my collaborator, Emmanuelle Charpentier, students and postdoc who did the work, Martin Yannick in my lab and Chris Chylinski in Emmanuelle's group. So we're very proud of them and just the opportunity to share in the joy about the discovery of CRISPR as a genome editing technology.
Well, and CRISPR is something we've heard so much about in the last many years, but just give our listeners a sense of some of the most important accomplishments that have happened because of the development of CRISPR technology.
Well, I think it's important to mention that this is a technology that comes from a bacterial immune system that gives bacteria the ability to defend themselves against viruses, something that seems particularly relevant maybe now during this pandemic. And over the last 8 years, it's been already applied in medicine and increasingly in agriculture and other areas of biology. And I would just point to recent announcements over the last year about the use of CRISPR in folks that are affected by sickle cell disease as well as cancer. And we're seeing early signs, at least, that, you know, CRISPR is going to be a technology that will probably be, you know, broadly applicable for treating genetic disease in the future as a way to correct the actual genes that lead to disease. And that's I think, what has really attracted a lot of attention, although there's equal opportunities, I would argue, in agriculture as well.
As you know, there have been some ethical concerns about the ways in which CRISPR is used. For example, 2 years ago, a Chinese scientist made public that he had used the tool to edit the genes of two babies to make them resistant to HIV. How do you make sure that this technology is used responsibly?
Hard question, but very, very important. I think the first step has to be the scientific community coming together to address these kinds of questions openly and transparently. And I've been very pleased over the last 5 years that this has really happened more and more. In fact, just very recently in the last few weeks, we've seen release of a report from the National Academies and the Royal Society that collaborated to put out the results of a study by an international commission making recommendations about how the scientific and clinical communities can move forward in a responsible fashion. So I feel cautiously optimistic. There is a sense of urgency around the world about making sure that a powerful tool is used responsibly.
Finally, Professor, let me just ask you, this is the first time two women have ever won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. What does that mean to you?
I'm overwhelmed. I'm proud of my gender. I think, you know, I guess I just hope that it says to girls and women around the world that, you know, they should definitely feel free to pursue their passions and that their work can be recognized as we're seeing in this example today.
Well, it is an honor to have you on the show today. Jennifer Doudna, one of the two winners of the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, also a professor at the University of California, Berkeley. Thank you very much and congratulations again.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.